It seems like a year since we last spoke to Dr. Judy Wertman. It is time for Food for Mood. Of course, Judy Wertman is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy. And before her voice was still, ladies and gentlemen, here's Dr. Wertman for the new year. Hello, Dr. Wertman.
Good morning to both of you. Yes, it does seem like a year has passed. And, you know, I'm as much as we enjoyed, all of us, I'm sure, the long holiday break because of the holidays coming in the middle of the week, it seemed as if it was a month of holidays rather than, you know, a week. I think many people will be happy to get back to their schedules and have a sense of order in their life. But on the other hand, one of the downsides of going back to work today, or maybe for some lucky ones, not until next Monday, is that list of things that we always seem to have in front of us, the list of things to do, is suddenly going to appear and get filled up before we even have a chance to say, I hope you had a good New Year's party or a good New Year's. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because it seems that in our ever-increasingly busy life, and this includes children who seem to be overprogrammed to do things in school and after school, as well as, you know, anybody who is at the other end of the age spectrum, as in, so how are you spending your time? And I hope it's filled with all sorts of activities. We all seem to always have too much to do and too little time to do it. And one of the effects of this is to give ourselves permission to take time off and to ignore that list of things to do, and to relax only when we are eating. Because when we would like to take some time off, maybe to read a magazine or to a book, or perhaps even, you know, scroll through some nonsense on the internet, you know, like, how would you like a trip to Alaska in the middle of January or something, we feel guilty about doing this because there's always something else to do. But from the time we were really young children, we were not expected to multitask when we were eating. I mean, even though people do it today, you know, you see them eating a sandwich with their right hand, or their left hand, actually, and tapping out a message.
Yeah, and scrolling. And, with the right. And I'm interrupting for a reason, because that's the bit. Before you get people to take time for themselves, you've got to get them to put down their little their little friends, because
absolutely, and that's something that people don't even realize they're doing, again, because we're so programmed to think, no, I have to make every single moment count. But Jill, for many of us, though, we are still able to give ourselves permission, or others give ourselves permission, to take time off, to not do something for somebody else while we were eating. And a friend of mine was telling me this, that she said, you know, when in the evening, for example, in the evening, when she's trying to relax a bit, her husband will come and say, you know, I can't open this attachment, or he goes to the refrigerator, no, I can't see where the leftover pie is, because it's right in front of him. But, of course, she has to get up from what she's doing and help him. But if she's eating, let's say she had a late dinner or something, he would say to her, no, finish what you're eating and then come help me. He would never interrupt her in the middle of a meal. And I think, and we also do that with our children. You know, they come home from school and I'm starving, I didn't have much to eat, you know, so, oh, sit down and have something to eat now. We would never say, oh, do your homework first and then you can have something to eat. Or eat while you're doing your homework. Now, we would always say, you know, sit down, have a snack, and then you can eat. So we still hold, many of us, the act of eating as a privileged time out. We don't really have to link it with something else. But the downside of that, of course, is that many people tend to use eating as a way of giving themselves some relaxation time, and they eat too much. And what brought this to mind was years ago I had weight loss client who, with this when I was at, who worked at MIT in a very boring lab job. I mean, she was actually way overqualified for the job. It was a lab technician, but she needed the money before she went on to graduate school. And she told me that she couldn't understand why she would linger so long over lunch, especially since, you know, the lunches were sort of lonely affair. She wasn't going out to eat with her coworkers, but she would sometimes go to a restaurant near the institution that had a buffet, so she could go back and fill her plate several times, thereby prolonging the time she was at lunch. And nobody really bothered her in the laboratory, like, you have to be back at a certain time, because she always got her work done. And she said to me, she finally understood the reason she ate so much at lunch, and not during the weekends and not during any other meal, was because she didn't want to go back to work, back to an afternoon of more boredom, more tedium. And when she understood that, she actually decided to change jobs. It was easier than, you know, going on a diet, because when she changed jobs and she was happy, she no longer felt she had to eat to give herself time out. And I think people don't understand that, and they, especially those who do weight loss counseling, they never sort of ask about that, because I think in one way we sort of do it ourselves, and second of all, it's something we just overlook. But I think it's really important that for all of our overcommitted lives, starting now, you know, January 2nd, that we really should say to ourselves, I have permission to give myself time out, you know, to read a book or prep, you know, or magazine, or make a phone call. People still do make phone calls once in a while, or to take a walk, or to play with my dog, or my children, or whatever, and not eat in order to give myself permission to do this. And I think it would go a long way to help people stop their overeating.
Do you think that if, and this is, you know, it's a television thing too, but do you think if people were able to not eat all the time in front of a screen or with their little friends?
Okay, that is, you know what the answer to that is? I mean, it sounds crazy, because my husband and I were watching some program with so many advertisements yesterday that I finally got up and turned it off, because I couldn't stand watching the advertisements, and, you know, I couldn't find anything to do for that, you know, 2.5 minutes of advertisements. But I think what people do eat during the advertisements, they don't often eat during the actual event. If you watch something on cable without any interruptions, then you can't interrupt yourself to go to the kitchen and get something to eat. I mean, you know, when you think about a movie, people will go into a movie and they may buy, you know, the popcorn or the soda to take with them. But if they don't, they rarely leave the theater to get a snack in the middle of the movie, correct? And I think that if you're watching something without any advertisements, which may be, you know, an advertisement for cable, if you're watching something without any advertisement, you're not going to get up and leave this story, unless it's very boring, to go to the kitchen and get something to eat. And if you don't bring it into wherever room you're watching television at the beginning of the movie or television or series, you're not going to do it. So maybe that's the answer, Jill. Just don't watch anything with advertisements.
No, what people do is they tape things, they DVR it, and then they just pause it and get up and go to the refrigerator and go get their food.
But still, they wouldn't, but while they're watching.
Yes, they're eating while they're watching.
But what if they don't start eating before it starts?
That's, that would be nice, but that doesn't
happen. But you're saying that they do it anyway. No, well, you're absolutely right. With this...
But good theory.
I think this requires a little bit of self-discipline and self-knowledge. Like, okay, you're going to watch, you know, binge watch, whatever, but don't start binge watching it with half the refrigerator contents on your lap, right?
That's more where I was going with that, yeah.
Good point.
It's just, but again,
here it is, the beginning of another year, and we still haven't solved all the obesity problems of the world, but we're trying.
We will keep at it, and you know, just step by step, inch by inch.
Okay, fine. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.